At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Right off the bat, if you remember from, probably 10 or 15 episodes ago, I expressed a question. That's a weird way to say that. I noticed that a lot of these words have their basis or original usage in the 14th century, and I was curious what it was about the 14th century that where all these words came from. Why did they come from that time specifically? Obviously, it's not the majority of the words, but it's I see that year more than other ones. So I did do a little bit of research, and I'll just read a little bit, maybe a little bit more than a little bit, from the Wikipedia page for Middle English. It says, Middle English, abbreviated to ME, was a form of the English language spoken after the Norman conquest in 1066 until the late 15th century. So, by the way, the 14th century is kind of right in the middle of that, or near the end. English underwent distinct variations and developments following the Old English period. Scholarly opinion varies, but the Oxford English Dictionary specifies the period when Middle English was spoken as being from 1150 to 1500. And, of course, the 14th century is from 1300 to 1400, essentially. So, yeah, that's pretty close to the middle. The stage of the development of the English language roughly followed the High to the Late Middle Ages. Middle English saw significant changes to its grammar, pronunciation, and orthography. Writing conventions during the Middle English period varied widely. And if you go down a pretty good ways, there's an entire section specifically for the 14th century. From around the early 14th century, there was significant migration into London, particularly from the counties of the East Midlands, and a new prestige London dialect began to develop, based chiefly on the speech of the East Midlands, but also influenced by that of other regions. The writing of this period, however, continues to reflect a variety of regional forms of English. So I thought that was kind of interesting. It just gives a bit more information about why so many of these words say the 14th century. There was a big change in the English language at that time. All right, let's get to these words. Since that took up some time, I'll try and get through this a little quickly. First, for today, is ad loc, A-D space L-O-C. This is an abbreviation for, the Latin term ad locum, L-O-C-U-M, and it means to or at the place. Next is A-D-M, all lowercase. This is an abbreviation for administration or administrative. Next is ADM, all caps. This is an abbreviation for admiral. Next is ADMAN, A-D-M-A-N. And I thought there was a dash, but there's no dash. ADMAN. This is a noun from 1909, a person who writes, solicits, or places advertisements. Or as I sometimes like to say, advertisements. Next is ADMASS, A-D-M-A-S-S. This is a noun from 1955. It's chiefly British, it's telling me. Mass media advertising, also the society influenced by it. Next is ad measure, all one word. This is a verb from 1641, to determine the proper share of. And the synonym is apportion, A-P-P-O-R-T-I-O-N. Next is ad measurement, noun from 1523, one, determination and apportionment of shares. 2. Determination or comparison of dimensions. 3. It just has the synonyms dimensions and size. Next is admetus. Admetus. Yep. Capital A-D-M-E-T-U-S. This is a noun from 1567. It's telling me this is from the Greek admetos. The definition says, a king of Pherae who is saved by Apollo from his fated death when his wife Alcestis, or Alcestis, offers to die in his place. So this is from some Greek mythology. Next is admin, A-D-M-I-N. This is an abbreviation for administration or administrative. Next is administer, verb, from the 14th century. There's our year. Transitive definitions are 1. To manage or supervise the execution, use, or conduct of, as in administer a trust fund. 2. A. To mete out. Mete is spelled M-E-T-E. Dispense is a synonym, as in administer punishment. 2B. To give ritually, as in administer the last rites. 2C. To give remedially, as in administer a dose of medicine. Intransitive definitions are 1. To perform the office of administrator. 2. To furnish a benefit. Minister is the synonym, as in administer to an ailing friend. 3. To manage affairs. Administrable is the adjective, and administrant is the noun. Next is administrate. This is a verb from 1550. It just has the synonym administer. Next is administration. This is a noun from 14th century. 1. Performance of executive duties. Management is the synonym. 2. The act or process of administering. 3. The execution of public affairs as distinguishable from policy making. 4A. A body of persons who administer. 4B. Often capitalized. A group constituting the political executive in a presidential government. 4C. A governmental agency or board. 5. The term of office of an administrative officer or body. Administrative is our next word. This is an adjective, circa 1731, of or relating to administration or an administration. Executive is the synonym. Administratively is the adverb. Next is administrative county, noun from 1949. A British local administrative unit, often not coincident with an older county. Next is administrative law, noun from 1851. Law dealing with the establishment, duties and powers of, and available remedies against authorized agencies in the executive branch of the government. Next is administrator, noun from the 15th century. 1. A person legally vested with the right of administration of an estate. 2A. One who administers, especially business, school, or governmental affairs. 2B. A priest appointed to administer a diocese or parish temporarily. Next is administratrix? Administratrix. Yep. A-D-M-I-N-I-S-T-R-A-T-R-I-X. Administratrix. This is a noun from circa 1623. I'm guessing this is kind of an old term. A woman who is an administrator, especially of an estate. I have never heard administratrix. I am aware that adding tricks at the end can make a word feminine. The first one that I can think of is, of course, dominatrix. But I have not heard administratrix, and I can't imagine that I ever will. Definitely seems like an old word. Last word for today is admirable. This is an adjective from the 15th century. 1. Deserving the highest esteem. Excellent is the synonym. Number 2 is obsolete. Exciting wonder. I feel like obsolete should have been added onto the last word. Exciting wonder for admirable. Surprising is the synonym. Admirability is the noun. Admirableness is another noun, and admirably is the adverb. That will end this episode. Again, thank you for listening, as usual. And our next episode will start at the top of page 17. We are really chugging through this. Thank you and goodbye.